In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. In Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. We are celebrating today the Feast of the Cross. And we are celebrating twice during the year. If we talk about the cross, it means the sacrifice and the love. Equal cross, it's equal exactly the love, equal sacrifice. And if I wanted to explain the sacrifice and the love, we didn't reach the level of the love of the sacrifice, of this sacrifice. We can't. We couldn't. I'm talking about myself. And the cross, either way, if Jesus Christ said, if you want to be my disciple, so you have to take the cross exactly as I took it on my shoulder. So what is the way? How to do that? Sometimes I feel if there is a pain and there is a lot of circumstances happen and there is a lot of problem and troubles and we are under this pain. And as if we are talking to God, where are you? Question mark. And big question mark, are you hearing me and you're listening to me? I can't really believe that you are here and you are not listening to what I'm talking about. Suffering, why I have to suffer in this world, in this life. And sometimes I feel the people come to me and in the confession say, like, Abuna, we don't want to talk again about God because it's too hard and too difficult to see how God is not listening to me. And as if he is not answering my prayers. Maybe like David when he said, إِلَى مَتَى يَا رَبِّ تَنْسَانِي, to when you are forgetting me. Let's go deeply through this part and moving beyond life's pain. Let's read a part from James from the first century. James said in his epistle, consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In this part only, we will know what is the purpose of the pain and why we have to suffer sometimes in this life. Six ways that my pain take me to the right way. First one is motivate me. God may use the pain to motivate me. Let's go to the prodigal son and let's see. There are three scenes. First one, younger, the son picked his bag and left. The second one, like he wasted everything he had and he was hungry. He tested the pain. That's scene number three. That brought him to his senses, and he said, I have to go back. Sometimes I have no pain, so I have no motivation to do anything. Sometimes I feel very lazy to do anything, and only the pain make like alarm to me, go, motivate. Like motivate me to go. For example, I will give you another example. There is many insurance. They did, like, for example, a dental insurance. And sometimes the dental insurance, the dentist give us like two or three free cleaning of tooth. And they try to give me, like, for example, okay, let's do an appointment, have an appointment together in order to go and to clean your teeth. Like I'm sad, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do that because really, really, I don't like to go to the dentist. Until I feel a little bit pain, oh, I have to go now to the dentist. I have to run. And I'm calling the dentist, like, please, can I have an urgent appointment? Only motivation if I have pain. It's a way to go to God, to back to God. It's a way to motivate me to remember that I have to go to the doctor, to the physician, and I have to ask him to go back to him. Number two, God may use pain to guide me. In Hebrews 12:7, my troubles turned out all for the best. They forced me to learn from your textbook, Psalm 119. Another in Hebrew also, this is Psalm 119 in Hebrew, let God train you, for he is doing what any loving father does for his children. Whoever heard of a child who is never corrected? Hebrew 12:7. Another tool that God using also to teach me, it's a pain. Sometimes I feel that I have no experience. For example, if I compare between two, for example, like if I'm doing interview between two people, two youth people, they're already send their CV to a company and I'm doing an interview with them. I have to compare their experience between first one who, for example, like I feel that when I read the CV, his CV, he worked a lot. He suffered a lot in his work. He started his work very hard in the beginning, and after that, he improved himself due to this suffered. Another one, he's just like, he loved the life, and he's doing nothing. I remember one day that I did an interview with someone, so I'm asking, just he like graduated from the university. So I asked him, what do you think, if you are now coming to work, what do you think about, for example, next year, what do you want to do? Like he said, I wanted to be a manager. After 1 year, you wanted to be a manager. What is your experience after the university? Sometimes this is what exactly God is doing with me. I have to go through some suffering, some pain to guide me to the right place. Give me more experience. This is a guidance. Another point, which is like we said, like we have 6 points. Another point, God may use a pain to protect me from a worse situation. In Psalm 38, I am about to fall and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. If I go to any physician, I said, what do you think about the pain? Like he said, thank God that we have pain in our life. Like, really? He said, yeah, for sure. You can imagine, for example, if you have infection and you have no fever, so what you will do? How do we know that you have an infection inside your life? How do I know, for example, that I have troubles, I have sins in my life without pain? Sometimes I feel like it's good for me. My life is very good. I have nothing. And only when God gives me pain, when I go through trouble, sometimes I feel like, oh my God, please help me. I know, I confess. That's why he said, I am about to fall and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity after the pain. Again, sometimes it's protect me from worse situation. I have pain and I have headache and I have fever and I go to the physician. I don't know what I have. Yeah, it's protect you from another infection that you have. That's why God is using also to pain to protect me from my sin, a war situation. Also, when I have pain, زي ما بيقولوا كده بالعربي يا ما دقت على الراس طبول. If I go through a lot of pain, a lot of troubles, make me more strong. If I pass through a lot of pain, for example, if I face any pain later on, it's nothing. So I feel it's nothing comparing from what I faced before and make me more strong. Whatever the circumstances, I become more strong than before. So every single trouble I pass through or pain I pass through, I be more strong. Let's do an example. A lot of people, especially the people, for example, they have like a lot of pain all the time. Sometimes I go to the people, for example, I visit many of them in the hospital, and I know there is like they are suffering. After a month, I told them like, okay, are you feeling like it's good now? They said, no, the pain is the same, but I feel much better because I can manage now myself with the pain. I think there is a physician name or something, mean like pain management, right? So what they are doing, they are not giving you like any medications. No, you have to manage yourself now with your pain. How your body manage yourself with the pain. It's exactly what we have to pay, like what we have to do. Sometimes when I have pain in my life, I manage myself now, I'm good, I'm strong enough. That's why, for example, when I go back to one of our patriarchs like Pope Shenouda, he's more strong. He was very strong. You can imagine that he was suffering to the last minute in his sermon. He was suffering to the last minute. And he can manage that. And he said to himself, what is the pain? Comparing with service, comparing with life, comparing with what? With the love of God. That's why when Abu Nabshoy Kamil, when he was suffering, he was looking always to the cross and said, what is compare my pain with your pain? How I can compare my pain with your pain? Your pain is a love. Your pain is a sacrifice. How I can do that? How I can compare my pain to you? I'm giving myself to you. Another thing also to the pain, like another example, if I wanted to train someone, for example, for a marathon, so I said to him, okay, let's go running. Let's go run now. 1 kilometer. After 1 kilometer, he breathing like, I can't take breath now. All my body now under pain. How I can do that? Like you are stressing on me. But I have to stress again. Next day, run 2 kilometers. You are killing me. And after like month, he is running 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers. And he is now ready for a marathon. This is exactly what God is doing for me. Sometimes like he allowed like to go through pain. But he's preparing me for the marathon. Number four, God may use pain to mature me. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:4. Also, the pain gives me maturity. Like, after a lot of troubles in my life, I'm mature more. If I compare 3 years old kid with 3 years old and 30 years old, a man with a 30 years old is different. He is mature. The kid in the beginning, he was trying to walk and fall. And after that, he growing up and he tried to suffer a little bit with many things. In 30 years old, he is mature enough to do whatever he can do. Living with pain in a Christ-like way. In Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of cross. If I'm imitating God, I'm imitating Him too in the sufferer, because I wanted to take the same images that He gave it to me. He gave me this in the beginning to Adam, a pure image of God. But after my sin, it's like corrupted. Sometimes I suffered also to change myself too. I'm imitating God because I wanted to take the same image of Him. Without pain, I will forget God. Maybe someone is like, he's telling me, no, you know what, it's never, we will never forget God. Unfortunately, we have a problem that in our humanity, it's always when we are lazy, so we are forgetting God. We are not remember that there is God. Pain is only sometimes give me a purpose to go and pray. When I feel suffered, it's only the way to push me to go and raise my heart, raise my hand and pray. When Jesus Christ, He hold a cross on His shoulder, like what He did, it wasn't the end, it was the beginning. It was the beginning of life. Therefore, let those who suffer according to this will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 4:19. And whatever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3:17. Always remember that you are never alone. If you are holding a cross, if you are holding a pin, if you are holding anything, God is with you, is holding the same cross with you. He is only, we are feeling that God is leaving us when we have pain. When we are holding this cross, we are feeling that God is not present. And sometimes we are crying. And sometimes we are very sad and mad also too from God. But believe that God is using that only for my best. And not leaving me, He's holding the cross also too with me. In Hosea 6, come and let us return to the Lord, for He has torn, but He will heal us. He has stricken, but He will bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us. On the third day, He will raise us up, that we may live in the sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established at the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Finally, is preparing us for to see Him and to meet Him, seeing the invisible. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Seeing the invisible, seeing God, is a purpose that we have sometimes pain. That's why God. That's why Abu Nabshuri Kamel, when he was talking about his sickness, he said, the cancer is a way to the heaven. He is a way to the heaven. I was asking, there is one a priest, he was passed away from Maremor Oskilobatra. I think Abuna Mina. And Abuna Mina, he said that he was a priest for 7-8 years only. And I think that Abuna Dawood Lama, he said that what Abuna Mina did in 8 years, he's like more than Abuna Dawood did in 20s year. But I was talking to someone from Maremor Oskilobatra, and he said that Abuna Mina, he was always praying on the altar, please God, before taking my soul, prepare me and give me a sign that this is a time of leaving the world. So after that, like after 7 years from his priesthood, he had a virus which is like too rare in the brain. And he was suffering. And after 7-8 months, he was very good after. He was healed, and everything was good. So all the people, the congregation said to him, like, Abuna, congratulations. But when he went to his father of confession, like his father of confession said, congratulations, Habibi. Like he said, Abuna, Allah is timeless. It's Allah, the time is coming. Like he said, why? Like he said, this is a sign that God given to me because I have to leave the world. And after 3 months, he left. He passed away. It's only the sickness sometimes, and also too, the pain, it's preparing me to see God. Purify me. I said that in the last sermon on last Sunday. When the guy who is trying to purify the gold, he tried to put that on the fire. And he asked that no one should go inside the room to trouble him. He has to focus. And if we ask someone why you have to do that, he said, because there is a time I have to take off the gold from the fire. And there is a perfect time and I have to take it off from the fire. And when you ask this guy at what time you have to leave that to take off the gold, he said, when I see my face on the gold. This is exactly what we have to do. We have to remember the suffer. That's why the cross, when we are see the cross, when we are see Jesus Christ, he was on the cross and he suffered for me. Comparing that by my suffered, my pain is nothing, but I know that he's using the suffered and the pain to purify me like a gold because he wanted to print his face on me. And I remember that Abuna Lo, he said he wrote a story about a guy who was he had a cancer. That after that Abuna Shoy, he went to him. So the guy said, like, Abuna, please pray for me because I wanted that God heal me. I can't believe that I have this sickness. Like I can't do that. I can't endure that. Abuna was telling him, I will pray for you, Habib. And after maybe a year, like he was healed. It was beautiful. Everything became normal for him. So Abu Nafshu went to his house and he said, Mabruk Habibi, congratulations. Like the guy said, Abuna, please pray for me that God give me again the pain and this sick, and also to be sick again with the cancer. Abu Nafshu was like surprised. Why, Habib? Why I already pray for you that God heal you? And now you are telling me that I have to pray for you to come back again, to be sick. Like he said, you can't imagine, Abuna, how I gain a lot of things in this. I was looking to God all the time. This sickness purified me, and I changed. I became a different one, a different person. So that's why this is also the pain that we, that happened, that why God is using that. Conclusion, life does have both joy and pain, ease and hurt. Number two, whichever way we experience today, let's guide, motivate, protect, and mature us. Let's take all the trouble that we have and pain to for the benefit. Motivate me, protect me, or mature me. The last things, I have to remember that always God is here with us. As we live our lives, we have to remember that He never leaving me. He is leaving me. I will tell you a word that I read it already in one of the fathers said. It is the same providence of God that on the one hand afflicts His people and on the other hand relieves them. It is the same Spirit of God who both convicts His children and at the same time comfort them. It is the same lordship of God that demands obedience and loyalty while also offering spiritual adoption. Here, He is our God. He's our merciful God. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ente Isos de Christos epuro penoti en ali sinos for greatly honored in the sign of the cross of Jesus Christ the King. يسوع المسيح الملك إلى
الحقيق
جفز مرعوت
جبيوت نم بشيرين بابن وما يسوع بتتري سجيك وتن أوشتم
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
سيدنا ربي يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الأب الإله وتكل ربطات خطايانا وكل الألام كلسة المحيية هذه نفقة فاقي تنمين القديسين رسول الله وكرم رسيه the Holy Spirit who is in the or remit are remitted to them and those which you retain shall be retained and أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل السكراتا أنت الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة نغفر خطايا الأرض بتحل كل ربطات الظلم We ask and entreat your goodness, the love of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If you have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, wrong to fault, indeed, and word, from faint heartedness, do, Master, who knows the weakness of one, the good and from one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Barakna. طهرنا حالنا حالة سائر شعبك لأن من خوفك قومنا إلى إرادتك الصالحة لأنك إلى مبارك نرسل لك لفوق المجد والإكرام والعزة السجود مع بك الصلاة الروح القدس الآن وكل أوان أولى دار الدور أمين
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا ليسون أمين الليلويا زوك سابتري Agiop nevmatikan inkai Union unamintinoche volengo emmanje benchois Jesus be Christos Yaman soliba ala salib Ishaq الشيطان تحت أقدامنا Sotimunun aynan kireleison Kireleison Kire blugison Amin ismo eroi سيميطانيا كوني بلغم بإسمو
موبي إخريسوس في النوتي
تامين ساشو
قورن دي تيري نبانان تكرين سمنان تكرين كان نوفينا نفول يتوك تيتي قوم بيونن بإسمو نمبي أماه شائن أمين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات وإن محبة الله لا يبدأ بالكل نحمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ونحن المسيح شركة وموهبة وعطي الروح تكون معكم مبتدون فيكم من أراد أن يمضي فليمضي بسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم. أمين.